Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Yuma Daf Nun, the fifth parak Hotzielo. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, in the Gemara Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, the question was asked: Shachat Umeis Moshe Yechanas Acher Bedamo. If the Kohen Gadol shechted his chatas par, but died before entering the Kosher Kadoshim and sprinkling the blood, what is the halacha regarding the Kohen Gadol who replaces him using that blood? Rabbi Yami said, "Bapar v'lo bedamo shel par." That the phrase with a par implies, but not with the blood of a par that had been shechted. This new Kohen Gadol would have to bring his own par. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, "Bapar v'afilu bedamo shel par." The phrase with a par means, and even with the blood of the par that had been shechted by his predecessor. On our daf, Rav Ashi says that it's more reasonable to concur with Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, who said that the blood itself is classified as the par, for it's written, "Bezos yabo aron el kodesh bepar b'makar." With this shall aron come into the kodesh with a young par. Now, does the Kohen Gadol lead the par and by the horns? Of course not. El bedamo bekar le par. Rather, he shechs the par and goes in with the blood. Yet the Torah refers to it as a par. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Yami, the pasuk means b'mahuksha aron levoy el kodesh. With what offering does aron become qualified to enter the kodesh? Bepar b'makar lechatas, with a young par. As a chatas, to become qualified, the new Kohen would have to bring a live par and shecht it as his offering. Point number two, the Gemara asks that even if the blood is classified as a par, the alternate Kohen Gadol should not be allowed to use it, but typically the chatas shemesu ba'aleihi. Let it be derived that he may not enter with the blood of the original par, because it's a chatas whose owner has died. The chatas shemesu ba'aleihi lamisa azla, and the rule is that a chatas whose owner has died goes to its death. Ravim bar Ravada said to Rava that Rava's Talmudim told him in the name of Rava Amram, Chatas Tziborhi, Vologa Misa Azla, the Kohen Gadol's par is a communal offering, since it's offered on behalf of the Kohanim, and therefore it does not go to its death when the Kohen Gadol dies. Ravim proceeds to bring a proof which Rava successfully challenges, as he holds that the Kohen Gadol's par is a Chatas Yachid and not a Chatas Tzibor. And point number three, Rebbe Elazar asks the following question: according to the opinion that the Kohen Gadol's par is a carbon Yachid, Osa Temura or Eno Osa Temura? Can it be used to affect Temura or not? The Gemara seeks to explain the basis of this question, since even though the Kohen Gadol is makdish the par from his private property, we know that it atones for all Kohanim, and an offering of partners cannot be used to affect Temura. So the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Elazar's inquiry was concerning the Kohen Gadol's fellow Kohanim who join him in receiving Kapara through the par. Bikvu Usam is Kapri? Do they receive Kapara as established partners in the offering? O Dilma Bakufia Miskapri, or perhaps they receive Kapara in an ancillary role. An ancillary role meaning that carbon primarily attains Kapara for the Kohen Gadol, and they have the privilege of attaining Kapara with him. In this case, Temur could be done. An unsuccessful attempt is made to resolve this question. So once again, the 3 points are number one. In the Gemara Dab Mem Tes Amud Beis, a question was asked, Shachat Umeis Maushi Yechanas Echer Bedamo, if the Kohen Gadol shechted his chatas par, but died before entering the Kosher Kadoshim and sprinkling the blood, what is the halacha regarding the Kohen Gadol who replaces him using that blood? Rabbi Yami said, "Bapar v'lo bedamo shel par," that the phrase with a par implies, but not with the blood of a par that had been shechted. This new Kohen Gadol would have to bring his own par. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, "Bapar v'afil bedamo shel par." The phrase with a par means, and even with the blood of the par that had been shechted by his predecessor. On our daf, Rav Ashi says it's more reasonable to concur with Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, who said that the blood itself is classified as the par, for it's written, "Bezos yavo aron el kodesh bepar b'makar." With this shall aron come into the kodesh with a young par. Now, does the Kohen Gadol lead the par in by the horns? Of course not. El bedamo bekar le par. Rather, he shechs the par and goes in with the blood. Yet, the Torah refers to it as a par. The Gemara explains according to Rabbi Ami, the pasuk means, "Bema huksha aron lebo el kodesh." With what offering does aron become qualified to enter the kodesh? Bepar b'makar l'chatas, with a young par as a chatas. To become qualified, the new Kohen Gadol would have to bring a live par and shecht it as his offering. Point number two, the Gemara asks that even if the blood is classified as a par, the alternate Kohen Gadol should not be allowed to use it. But typically, the chatas shemesu ba'aleihi. Let it be derived that he may not enter with the blood of the original par because it's a chatas whose owner has died. But chatas shemesu ba'aleihi lemisa azah, and the rule is that a chatas whose owner has died goes to its death. Ravim bar Ravada said to Rava that Rava's Talmidim told him in the name of Rav Amram, Chatat Tziborhi, v'lo lemisa azla, the Kohen Gadol's par is a communal offering, since it's offered on behalf of the Kohanim, and therefore it doesn't go to its death when the Kohen Gadol dies. Ravim proceeds to bring a proof, which Rava successfully challenges as he holds the Kohen Gadol's par is a Chatas Yachid, and not a Chatas Tzibor. And point number three, Belazar asks the following question: according to the opinion of the Kohen Gadol's par is a carbon Yachid, osa tamura or ain osa tamura? Can it be used to affect tamura or not? The Gemara seeks to explain the basis of this question, since even though the kohen gadol is makdish the par from his private property, we know that it atones for all kohanim, and offering of partners cannot be used to affect tamura. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Elazar's inquiry was concerning the kohen gadol's fellow kohanim, who join him in receiving kapara through the par. Bikvi usa miskapri, do they receive kapara as established partners in the offering? Or dilma bikufia miskapri, or perhaps they receive kapara in an ancillary role. An ancillary role meaning that the carbon primarily attains kapara for the kohen gadol, and they have the privilege of attaining kapara with him. In this case, tamura could be done. An unsuccessful attempt is made to resolve this question. All right, so now we go to our simfer daf nun, and our standard simon is a nincompoop. A nincompoop is a silly, foolish person. So here goes. The nincompoop pretended to be a kohen gadol who tried to bring his live bull into his model, Kodesh HaKadoshim, was so offended when he was told his chatas belonged to the tzibur that he tried to do tamura on it as a carbon yachid. Once again, it's a motion. The nincompoop, that must be more in daf nun. The nincompoop pretending to be a kohen gadol who tried to bring his live bull into his model, Kodesh HaKadoshim, which reminds us, in the Gemara Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, the question was asked, if the kohen gadol shechted his chatas par but died before entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkling his blood, what's the halach regarding the kohen gadol who replaces him using that blood? Rabbi Yami said, "Bapar v'lo b'damo shel par," that the phrase with a par implies but not with the blood of a par that had been shechted. This new kohen gadol would have to bring his own par. Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha said, "Bapar v'afil b'damo shel par." The phrase with a par means, and even with the blood of the par that had been shechted by his predecessor. So on our daf, Rav Ashi says it's more reasonable to concur with Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha, who said that the blood itself is classified as a par, for it's written, "Bezos yavo aron el kodesh b'par b'makar." With this shall aron come into the kodesh with a young par. Now, does the kohen gadol lead the par in by the horns? Of course not. El bedamo b'kar le par. Rather, he shechs the par and goes in with the blood, yet the Torah refers to it as a par. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Ami, the pasuk means, "B'mal huksha aron levo el kodesh." With what offering does aron become qualified to enter the kodesh? B'par b'makar le chatas, with a young par as a chatas. Become qualified, the new kohen gadol would have to bring a live par and shecht it as his offering. So the nincompoop pretending to be a kohen gadol who tried to bring his live bull into his model Kodesh HaKadoshim was so offended when he was told his chatas belonged to the tzibur. Which reminds the Gemara that even if the blood is classified as a par, the alternate kohen gadol should not be allowed to use it because it's a chatas shemesu ba'aleya, because it's a chatas whose owner has died. But chatas shemesu ba'aleya lamisa azla, and the rule is that a chatas whose owner has died goes to its death. So Ravin bar Ravada said to Rava that Rava's Talmudim told him in the name of Rav Amram, Chatas Tzibori, V'lo Misa Asla. The Kohen Gadol's part is a communal offering, since it's offered on behalf of the Kohanim, and therefore it doesn't go to its death when the Kohen Gadol dies. Ravin proceeds to bring a proof which Rava successfully challenges, as he holds that the Kohen Gadol's part is a Chatas Yachid, and not a Chatas Tzibor. So the nincompoop pretending to be a Kohen Gadol, who tried to bring his live bull into his model, Kodesh HaKadoshim, was so offended when he was told his chatas belonged to the tzibur that he tried to do tamura on it as a carbon yachid. Which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar asked the following question, according to the opinion that the kohen gadol's par is a carbon yachid, osa tamura, ain osa tamura, can it be used to affect tamura or not? The Gemara seeks to explain the basis of this question, since even though the kohen gadol is makdish the par from his private property, we know that it atones for all kohanim, and an offering of partners cannot be used to affect tamura. The Gemara concludes Rabbi Elazar's inquiry was concerning the kohen gadol's fellow kohanim who joined him in receiving kapara through the par. Bikvu usa miskapri, do they receive kapara as established partners in the offering? Or dilma bikufia miskapri, or perhaps he received kapara in an ancillary role. An ancillary role, meaning the carbon primarily attains kapara for the kohen gadol, and they have the privilege of attaining kapara with him. In this case, tamura could be done. An unsuccessful attempt is made to resolve this question. So once again, the nincompoop pretending to be a kohen gadol who tried to bring his live bull into his model, Kodesh HaKadoshim, was so offended when he was told his chatas belonged to the tzibur that he tried to do tamur on it as a carbon yachid. All right, now it's time to go to our four blah back chazorah. Daf Membav, so the symbol of Membav is a cow going moo. So here goes. The kohen carrying the singed and vowed cow parts, that must be more in Daf Membav. The cow carrying the singed and vowed cow parts to the special fourth maracha, which reminds us we learned Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph that Reb Meir held that an additional maracha was set up daily on the mizbeach for burning the limbs and fats that weren't consumed at night. So in our Gemara here, Rabbi Elazar said in the Gemara Bar Kapara that Reb Meir was saying the following: "Evrei Olish Nitosu," regarding the limbs of the Olah that were left over from the previous night, One makes a separate meracha for them and arranges them upon it, and even on Shabbos. The Gemara asks what Bar Kabbar is teaching, given that an explicit Mishnah stated the requirement for a fourth meracha. And Rabbi Avin answers, the clause is needed only to teach that the fourth meracha is set up even for invalid parts that are left over. But this is only if the fire has already taken hold of the invalid parts. However, if the fire had not yet taken hold of them, a special meracha is not set up for them. Rashi explains that it's only upon becoming singed that the parts are considered lachmas shemizbeach, the bread of the mizbeach. Others understand this qualification applies to valid parts as well. So the kohen carrying the singed invalid cow parts to the special fourth meracha, who was told it wasn't permitted to do so with the Friday tamid on Shabbos, which reminds us after knowing that both Bar Kabbat and Rava agree that we kindle the initial meracha on Shabbos to burn the leftover weekday parts. The Gemara brings Rav Huna's opinion that tchilas docha sofa in a docha, the beginning of the Shabbos tamid, referring to a shchita and offering up of its parts, is docha Shabbos, but the end of the Friday tamid is not docha Shabbos. So we see that Rav Huna holds that parts of the weekday tamid are not burned on Shabbos. The Gemara brings a machlokes regarding what is meant by in a docha. Rav Chissa said it's docha Shabbos ve in a docha satuma. This means that although the end of the tamid is docha Shabbos, it's not docha tuma. Although we generally override the tuma restrictions for the sake of the tamid, the mere burning of its parts is not significant enough to warrant this. Rabbi said the Rav Huna meant docha is a tuma, ve'in a docha is a Shabbos. Although the burning of the tamid is docha tuma, the end of the Friday tamid is not docha Shabbos. Although the parts of the tamid are burned in a state of tuma, the parts of the Friday tamid are not burned on Shabbos, for their burning doesn't warrant being docha Shabbos. So the kohen carrying the singed invalid cow parts to the special fourth meracha, who was told it wasn't permitted to do so with the Friday tamid on Shabbos, almost stepped on and extinguished coals that had been removed from the Mizbeach. Which reminds us, it was stated, Machabe Esh Machta Menorah, with regard to one extinguishes the fire of the Machta, the Ketor Shavu, or the Menorah, Abai says one is Chayev, and Rava says he's Patur. The Gemara clarifies that they agree that one is Chayev if he extinguished the coal at the top of the Mizbeach. They disagree in a case when he took it down to the ground and extinguished it there. Abai said he's Chayev Esh HaMizbeachu. The coal is considered the fire of the Mizbeach. Rava says he's Patur, came into Nitka Nitka, because once it's removed from the Mizbeach, it was removed. It's no longer considered Eish HaMizbeach. Daf Mem Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. Here goes. The boy running through the Yom Kippur maze, that must be more Daf Mem Zayin. The boy running through the Yom Kippur maze with a ladle of Ketores, which reminds us that the reason the Kohen Gadol carries the Ketores into the Kodesh Kodashim with the cuff is that it was not possible without it. He couldn't enter once with the shovel full of coals and then enter again with the chafina, since the pasuk mentions bringing in only once. If he were to take the ketores in his hands and put the machta on top, then he would need to grasp the machta in his teeth and place it on the ground and then put the ketores on it. This would be unseemly if done before a human king, let alone before the melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, since it's not possible to bring the ketores in his cupped hands, he does it in the manner that's found by the Nesim. Rashi explains that when the Nesim brought their special offerings for the inauguration of the Mishkan, they offered a kaf ketores, a ladleful of ketores. So the boy running through the Yom Kippur maze with a ladle of ketores had to locate seven brothers dressed as Kohanim Gadolim, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Shiva Banim Hayelo Kimchis Bechulan Shimshu Bekuna Gadol. Kimchis had seven sons, and all of them served as Kohen Gadol. The Rabban asked her what she did to be zocheh to this, and she replied, Mayamai Lero Kors Beisi Kali Sari. In all my days, the beams of my house didn't see the braids of my hair. They said to her, Harbi Asukan Vuho Iwu. Many women did this and didn't accomplish what you did. So the boy running through the Yom Kippur maze with a ladle of Ketores had to locate seven brothers dressed as Kohanim Gadolim and got bonus points if he found the kid with very pudgy hands, which reminds us. The Gemara brings an inquiry regarding the rule that the kometz is not supposed to be overflowing. When Yochanan said that Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah inquired, Beina Beinim Shel Mali Kum Sum Mahu, what's the status of that which is trapped between the fingers of one's full kometz? Is it considered part of the kometz or not? But Papa clarified that the question pertained to that which is trapped between the fingers and not visible to either side. Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah resolved the question and answered that that which is trapped between the fingers is a safek. The Gemara asked, well, what should be done with this? Rabbi says that according to the Rabbanan, who forbids something that's meant to be eaten to be placed in the Mizbeach, even for the sake of firewood, there is no option except the Kamsei Shmini that fat Kohanim perform kamitza. Since their hands are pudgy, nothing will get trapped between their fingers. Daf Memches, so the Simmer Daf Memches is a brainiac. A brainiac, so here goes. While some brainiacs, that must mean we're on Daf Memches. While some brainiacs were busy testing their pacing the kometz on the inside of the Kli technique, which reminds the Rapapa inquired, what's the luck of after performing kamitza, the Kohen pasted the kometz to the wall of the Kli Sharis rather than placing it at the bottom of the Kli? And Marba Ravashi asked, what the luck is if the Kohen inverted the Kli Sharis and pasted the kometz to its bottom? This is the case in which the kli had a hollow stand that could serve as a receptacle when the kli was turned upside down. Do we have to place the komets inside the kalim properly, or would these alternative placements work? Both are left as a teku. So while some brainiacs were busy testing their pasting the komets on the inside of the kli technique, others were on the floor analyzing the status of spilled katoris from the Kohen Gadol's Chafina, which reminds us, the Gemara prefaces Rapapa's next query by introducing the following halacha. If the blood of a shechta carbon spilled on the floor from the incision in the animal's neck, and the Kohen gathered it up, it's pasul, whereas if it was first received in the Klei Sharis and then spilled on the floor and he gathered it up, it's kosher. So Rapapa inquired, what's the halacha if the katoris scattered from the Kohen Gadol's full cupped hands and fell to the ground? May he gather it up from the ground and use it or not? Do we say Yado Katsavar Behema Dami Upasula? His hand is analogous to the neck of the animal, and the katoris that fell to the ground is pasul. Or do we say Kalishar's Dami Vlopasula? Or that perhaps the hand is analogous to the Kalishares, and the katoris that fell is not pasul. So on the one hand, the Torah doesn't require the katoris to be placed in the Kalisharis, in which case the special consecration of the katoris occurs when it's placed in the Kohen Gadol's hands. But on the other hand, since we learned that the Kohen Gadol practically requires the cuff to carry the katoris into the Kosher Kadoshim, the consecration occurs in the cuff, and the Kohen Gadol's hands are considered like the neck of the animal. The Gemara leaves it as a teku. So while some brainiacs were busy testing their pasting the komets on the inside of the kli technique, others were on the floor analyzing the status of spilled katoris from the Kohen Gadol's Chafina, with their left hands tied behind their backs. Which reminds us, when Rosh Hashanah was asked, halacha b'smol mahu, what's halacha regarding carrying the blood to the Mizbech in the left hand, he answered that it was taught in the Mishnah regarding the Kohen Gadol bringing the Ketores, Natal Zemachta b'yamino v'esakaf esmolo. He takes the shovel of coals in his right hand and the kaf of Ketores in his left hand. So clearly, halacha is valid if it's done in the left hand. The Gemara in the next Amud successfully refutes Rav Sheshes based on a braisa that states, Zar va'onin shikr ba'amun b'kabal b'halacha v'zrika pasul. If a zar or a kohen who is an onin, drunk or blemished, does the kabal halacha v'zrika of the blood, it's pasul. V'ken yosha v'ken smol, pasul. And so too, if a valid kohen does any of these avodas while sitting or with his left hand, it is pasul. Daf mem tes. So the simmer daf mem tes is meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. The former butcher, that must be more on daf mem tes, meat. The former butcher became the alternate Kohen Gadol and was called into service when the Kohen Gadol died right after doing Chafina, which reminds us, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi inquired, if the Kohen Gadol filled his hands with katoris and placed it in the cuff, but died before burning it, and the Kodesh Kadosh, he made the Kohen Gadol who replaces him use the katoris that was scooped up by the first Kohen Gadol, or must he perform a new Chafina? Papa said that it depends on the following issue. Ichofen v'choz v'chofen, if the Kohen Gadol does Chafina before entering the Kodesh Kadoshim and does it again inside, which means he pours the katoris back into his hands from the cuff before pouring it onto the coals, then the new Kohen Gadol can use the original Chafina since he'll be doing the second Chafina. But if the Kohen Gadol only does Chafina once before entering the Kodesh Kadoshim, and then upon entering he pours directly from the cuff onto the coals, then it's a valid question whether the new Kohen Gadol can use the first Kohen Gadol's Chafina and not do his own Chafina. So the former butcher became the alternate Kohen Gadol and was called into service when the Kohen Gadol died right after doing Chafina. Got nervous about doing the second Chafina with his larger hands. Which reminds us, Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua told Rav Papa that the reasoning is the opposite. If the Kohen Gadol does Chafina twice, once before entering and once after he enters, then the new Kohen Gadol who replaces him may certainly not enter with the first Chafina, since it's impossible for him not to take less or more Gadoras than he needs, since his Chafina is not the same size as his predecessors. But if the Kohen Gadol does not do Chafina a second time upon entering, but pours the Gadoras directly from the cup onto the coals, then it is a question whether the new Kohen Gadol can use the first Kohen Gadol's Chafina. So the former butcher became the alternate Kohen Gadol and was called into service when the Kohen Gadol died right after doing Chafina, got nervous about doing the second Chafina with his larger hands while holding the cuff in his teeth. Which reminds the Gemara proves that the Kohen Gadol does do a second Chafina from the following brace, the Ketzudu Ose. How does the Kohen Gadol do Chafina once he enters the Kodesh Kadashim? So after depositing the shovel full of coals on the ground, he grasps the front of the cuff of katoris with his fingertips, and some say with his teeth, with the handle towards the body, and he carefully pulls it upward with his thumb until the handle reaches between his elbows, and then he tilts the cuff and pours its contents back into his cupped hands, and he heaps it up on the coals so the smoke should come slowly, which the Miri says, is so the Kohen Gadol should not choke from the sudden release of smoke. Others say that he scatters it on the coals so the smoke should come quickly, which the Miri explains is so that the Kohen Gadol will not have time to gaze upon the Kosher Kadoshim. The Braisa concludes, Zohi Avoda Kasha Sheba Mikdash, and this was a difficult Avoda performed in the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara challenges the statement, given that Malik and Kamitza are also difficult, and revised statement 2, Zohi Avoda Kasha Ma Avoda's Kasha Sheba Mikdash. This was among the difficult Avodas performed in the base of Mikdash. All right, now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtos. Number 1, Which stuff when the Ravuna Braid where Yeshua said that the alternate Kohen Gadol cannot do Chafina with the first Kohen Gadol's Chafina because the size of his hands are different? That's on Daf. Mem test. Good number two. Which Daf in Machlokes for the Kohen Gadol's par is considered Chatat Sibur or Chatat Yochid? That's on Daf. Nun. Good number three. Which Daf they learned that Bar Kappar teaches that the fourth Maracha is set up even for invalid parts that are left over, provided they have become singed? That's on Daf. Mem Vav. Good number four. Which Daf they learned that one is not permitted to do Halacha with the left hand? That's on Daf. Mem Ches. Good number five. Which of the when the Kohen Gadol took the Ketores into the Kodesh Kodeshim with a cuff because there was no way for him to bring it in with just his hands? That's on Daf. Mem Zayin. Good, number six. Which of you have a question in the case where the Kohen Gadol dies after doing Chafina, whether the alternate Kohen Gadol can use the first Kohen Gadol's Chafina? That's on Daf. Mem Tesh. Good, number seven. Which of you when the Kimchis had seven sons who served as Kohanim Gadolim? That's on Daf. Mem Zayin. Good, number eight. Which thing when the Rav Huna holds that parts of the weekday Tamid are not burned on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Mem Vav. Good, number nine. Which stuff that we discuss whether a Kohen Gadol replaced a Kohen Gadol that died after the Shechita of the Par used the blood of his Par? That's on Daf. Nun. Good, and number ten. Which stuff did the Gemara leave as a take with the question whether the Ketores that fell to the ground from the Kohen Gadol's hand can be used? That's on Daf. Memchas. Great. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which of you going the simch for a man in Yantav is wine, whereas for a woman, it's new clothing? That's on Daf. Kuftesim Psachim. Good. Number two. Which of you going that Moshe Rabbeinu decided three things on his own and Kodesh Baruch Hu concurred with his decision? That's on Daf. Peizayin. Good. And number three. Which Daf do we learn that Yechezkel had a vision of the stream trickling from the base of Midrash growing in to a raging stream in the future? That's on Daf. Yidzayin and Shkalim. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.